Get Up with Cass and Budge.
All right, party people. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well, it's hump day already. Hump day.
Weird, it's come around pretty quickly, but can I tell you, as the days go on, I'm shriveling up a little bit more. It is so cold.
Well, I've got the scarf on. This is the first time this year I've put a scarf on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
There you go. You've got your scarf on, you've got your hoodie on, and then you got your earphones over your hoodie. So are your ears going to get a bit sweaty?
It's actually tough to hear. I can't hear anything.
Now I know why.
Yeah, but you know how loudly I have my headphones up generally, so I mean, I should be able to hear everything.
On a serious note, yours are very loud. I'm worried for your ears, but maybe that's a good thing.
Hey, I woke up this morning feeling fine, and I looked at the internet as I do. Everyone rolls over and they touch their phone. They go, "Oh, what's happening today in the world?"
Morning.
Even though I've just woken up. And it turns out there's a bloke on the run from a minimum security prison, and Lee Jolo says that there's potential he could have made it to the mid-north coast because it was one of his hangouts.
Yeah, right, unsettling. If you're feeling cold, well, guess what? You're about to feel a little bit more cold. I'm not into it.
No, because if he's on the mid-north coast and he sleeps into your house, he might keep you warm.
What?
I don't know.
That's not okay any level. Look, Lee Jolo is going to come in and talk about it with us in a moment.
Expand his news story. Also, after 6:30, oh, God, Cass.
Yes,
do you know what? Apparently, I made a guest appearance on a gay dating app.
Eh?
Yeah, I was surprised, too. We'll talk about that next.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah, right. I was very confused when I was told about it, but that's okay. We'll go into that. Also, Dean McCarthy with all the latest Hollywood goss. We were talking about this bloke, what apparently got out of the Inverell prison. It's minimum security, and he wasn't meant to get out just yet.
No, he escaped somehow, got out early, and Lee Jolo is the man in the know. He's in the room right now. Lee, could this man be coming to the Mid-North Coast on a serious note?
Yeah, well, potentially. That's New South Wales Police have listed a few places that he could be heading to, and Mid-North Coast is one of those.
Right.
So, it was the Hunter area, wasn't it? I mean, that would make more sense because of, where he was situated before that.
Yeah, the Hunter and also somewhere in Sydney, so Mid-North Coast is closest to that area. So.
Maybe he has family in those areas or friends or something,
knows?
Or he just
we
wants
can only
to...
speculate.
Well, look,
that's what I reckon. Why else would you, you know what I mean, go to different places other than... I'd probably just... How do they know where he's going?
Well, I think they just use sort of the information they had before, like he's known to hang out in certain areas.
Done so in the past.
So, yeah.
We should clarify what he's actually called. Ben Michie is his name. He's 27, and he's described as being Caucasian in appearance, 175 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and blue eyes. We've also got that image of him up on our Facebook page.
You say medium build. I just went and had a look at his Facebook page, and it's very... I can see most things, even though I'm not friends with him.
Now Bodge is stalking his Facebook.
Got great big tree trunk arms, mate.
Things
medium build. The bloke's like the bloody Rock's little brother.
Oh, well, little brother, I reckon.
Some of the updates are quite sad, though. He's not been very happy chappy, so you can see why he's probably gone off the rails a little bit. But, you know, if he's in the Mid-North Coast, I mean, give us a call, 13 12 16, just have a chat with us.
Just say hey.
You don't have to tell us where you are. Just give us a call and say, hey, oi, it's Ben, doing all right. Bit cold this morning, and then we'd just go, yeah, cool, all right, see ya.
Well,
go back to prison.
I wonder, because he couldn't have really hired a car, so I wonder how he's getting anywhere.
Well, we haven't had any reports as far as I'm aware of carjacking.
He's probably warmed up. He's probably run somewhere. That's a way to do it. But, hey, Lee, as you said, the photo of Ben is on our Facebook page. If you do see him anywhere, 000.
That's the one to call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Definitely 000.
Yeah.
Don't call us.
Don't approach him either.
Do you remember when that felon got famous in the US for being really attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, that hot felon.
Yeah. They had the beautiful eyes.
Okay, like, no, he had piercing, stunning eyes.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, and Lee, you might be able to back me up with this, the women of the Western world particularly were all like, oh, he's amazing, and they totally forgot that he was in prison for aggravated assault.
They assumed
and I think it was attempted murder, like going after someone with a hatchet
and
or something like that.
Now he's a legit model. I think he was even in Fashion Week. That is next level.
Yeah.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Bodge, there was a commercial flight from Rome back to London. Nothing weird about it. They do a million of those a day.
Yes.
But there was a lady called Amy, and her life was changed after a prince. I mean, none other than the Ginger Ninja. Prince Harry was sitting next to her on the plane.
Oh, we've just finished listening to a Ginger Ninja.
Seriously. I think this Ginger Ninja's better.
Prince Harry was on a domestic flight.
Well, yeah, well, on a commercial flight. Like, they just, you know, most of the royals, they travel in the private jets and everything like that just for security purposes.
Yeah,
and
I would have thought so, yeah.
Of course, for comfort as well, I guess. But Harry, he's so down to earth. They were like, yep, he looks very tired. He looks like a new dad. As I'm standing there, I look over and I see a guy who looks like Prince Harry. He has a wedding ring on. Looks very tired, like a new dad. And then next to him, there was a security guard. So she was kind of like, oh, yeah, well, I realized that Prince Harry, it is him. Like, I would have had to probably look at him 10 times. I probably would have walked up and down the plane to see if it was him.
What would you have done if you were sitting on the plane and he was there?
Probably, you know what, like, whenever I've seen, I haven't seen a lot of celebrities, but even if I've seen, like, a C-grade celebrity and...
Like me, yeah.
Like Bodge, and I haven't really freaked out about it. Or in my head, I think, oh, that's just, you know, so-and-so. I'm just going to go up to them and act normal. No. I still freak out, and I don't know why. Like, I get that celebrity fever. So if I saw Prince Harry, I'm like everyone else. Like, if I saw Prince Harry... I'd probably say, hello, Your Majesty,
stupid. How would you go up to him, though? What would you say when you go up to him?
Well, obviously, if he had high security, you couldn't really approach him, but he was just in the middle of the plane, so you probably could, and I'd just be like, I love you.
Oh, he has a... nah, he's asleep. All right, yeah.
That would be you from the back of the plane.
No, I just sneak... What I do is I pretend I'm going to the toilet, and then what I do is I get my hands and knees and sort of crawl up the aisle... Because he'd be on the outside seat. He wouldn't be on the window seat.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
What do you mean? He wants to see what's going on.
And then I'd just sniff his shoulder.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Just sniff it.
Why? So then you can get his scent.
Well, you know.
Ooh,
maybe just graze up against him.
If you were sitting behind him, I changed my train of thought. If I was sitting behind him.
Well, I'd be looking at his bald patch from the on the top of his head.
I'd pluck a bit of hair. And then I could say, I've got one of Prince Harry's ginger head pubes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you'd get arrested. No. To be honest with you, I think you'd get arrested.
No. Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
I got back from holiday, and on Saturday we went to do our broadcast, and a good bloke I know said to me, he goes, you know what, I'm on a few dating sites. And I'm like, that's cool. And he goes, you're not on Grindr, are you? And I was like, Grindr, isn't that the gay dating website? And he went, yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not.
No.
And he said, I didn't think so. And I was like, what do you ask the question like that? And he said, someone's been using your images. And I was like, what are you talking about? Someone's been using my images. What on Grindr? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, so what? Someone's matched with you and then whatever else. And he goes, no, it doesn't work like that. Apparently, you've got a whole load of different pictures of different people. And it shows you distance and whatever else, which I think is creepy. To the meter, apparently, it shows you how far away they are.
I guess Tinder kind of does that, but not to the meter.
Well,
that's kind of
full. I might have exaggerated that, but that's how it sounded. It sounded like it was to the meter. Any case, he says to me, and he's a good bloke as well, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think he would lie.
No, of course not. No, and he just said, I messaged him and said, aren't you the guy from the radio? And then apparently he got blocked. And I was like, well, what pictures was he using? I was expecting, because World Naked Gardening Day was the other weekend, that they might have used the one of me with the, you know, the really heroic shot of me with the, you know, the leaf blower and the trimmer. And, you know, I think that would have gone down well in the gay community. They would have loved it.
A couple of different angles, maybe.
They would have loved it.
What kind of pics did they use?
Apparently, and he said to me, he goes, it was a picture from years ago and you're wearing like a suit and a pink tie. And I was like, hang on, I've only worn it once and it was for a breast cancer thing. I was like, that's only a couple of years ago. I know I got fat in the last couple of years, or fatter, but, you know, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
so...
Right.
I'm laughing about this at first. Initially, I thought, oh, okay, that's kind of funny. Why would you use my photos for a start? And then I started to get a little bit creeped out. And then he said, your Facebook profile is on public. People can just troll through your photos anyway.
Is yours on public?
Troll through your photos, I should say.
Is yours on public?
Well, it was. It's not now.
It's not
I didn't
now.
Realize it.
Yeah, I don't know. because with Instagram and Facebook, it's quite different, but I didn't realise that you could see a lot more photos on Facebook if it is public. I thought it was just like the four on the front.
I'm not hugely technical, I'm not technically savvy to the point where I thought if you're not friends with someone on Facebook, you don't see any of it. Apparently, you can go on there when you're not friends with them and see everything.
Regardless, are you going to take this as a compliment and a half?
Well, no, no, I'm not. I did it first.
Are you upset?
I laughed about it, and then I thought, well, hang on a second. Someone's used my pictures, and they could use it for anything. I don't care that it's on that. I mean, it's not a big deal. If anything, it just boosts my profile.
That's what I mean.
But he said, so you're definitely not on there. And I said, if I was on there, I would just say yes. And, I thought, if I don't fancy myself as too well known, but apparently it was full-length body shots and stuff like that, clothed. And I'm like, if my face is on there, I mean, like, if I'm not gay or if I was closeted or something, it would be a bit stupid of me putting my own face on there when I'm, I would say relatively well-known.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got no problem with it. If I wanted that, I would go for it and I'd probably be pretty successful.
So is that guy blocked now?
I don't know. I don't recall. But I do want to apologise to all the gay gentlemen on the Mid-North Coast. If you have seen little old Bodge on there and you've maybe had a chat with someone, I'm very sorry. It was someone else using my pictures. I don't want to get your hopes up. I don't want to. This is the same as when the marriage equality came in and all of a sudden gays could get married. I had to turn down so many people. I was breaking hearts, Cass.
Oh, God.
I was breaking hearts. I didn't want to do it. A lot of them are good mates, and they're like, now we can get married. We joked about it for so long, and now then, they're like, they're rocking up with flowers at my house.
And now you've made your own grinder.
I can't do it. Yeah. Now, that's when you know you're famous, when someone's using your images for social media or to try and get laid with someone else. That is when you know you've made it.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit. Let's go! Trending now.
Hits.com.au.
And don't forget, you can get yourself $1,000 for the VIP shopping spree. Just a click away, head to hit.com.au. Dean McCarthy joins us this morning. Dean, what's going on with, what's his name, LaModa, Cass?
Okay,
you love him, I don't know who he is.
I don't love him. I know about him very deeply. Okay, Lamar Odom, he is in, Bodge.
I call him LaModa?
Yeah, he is in the headlines this morning. If you don't know who he is, he's Khloe Kardashian's ex husband. What's happening with him, Dean?
Here's the deal. So they're doing a biopic on his life. They are making a film, and I got to tell you, there's some great content. This guy has had an extremely interesting life. He was a basketball superstar, married Khloe Kardashian, and then, of course, overdosed at a brothel in Nevada. Now, the reason this is kind of making big headlines today is because he has confessed he believes they were trying to murder him at the brothel. So he's come out saying that the owner of the brothel drugged him. He's denying that he took anything voluntarily. He's saying that it was like given, I don't know, maybe in a drink or something like that. And then he's saying that they purposefully, gave him drugs and that they were trying to kill him. And that is what happened when he fell into a coma in the Nevada desert at that awful brothel. And since then, of course, the owner of the brothel has passed away himself. So I don't really know how we're going to get to the bottom of the story. But it's some big headlines. This is going to be great. I'll be watching that.
This is some, like, Godfather stuff. By the sounds of it, that's incredible.
Awesome Jerry Springer stuff, seriously. I don't know how they're going to get to the bottom of this, but I'll be watching it too. Also, Iggy Azalea, she's in headlines, our Aussie / American rapper.
She's got a weird voice. Yeah. I didn't think she was Australian.
Aussie, yeah. Look, she's from Byron Bay, actually. Grew up kind of near where I did. Here's the deal, right? She did a photo shoot for GQ Magazine Australia in 2016. It was really tasteful. It was really classy. She was naked, but she was covering herself with, like, Hermes bags and everything. It was kind of gorgeous, actually. Well, the outtakes from the shoot have been leaked. So photos of her exposed, naked, are doing the rounds on the internet, and she is going to, really come down on whoever leaked these. She called out the photographer first, but he has denied doing it, and he actually said that his laptop or computer or whatever was hacked and that they were stolen.
That's okay. Well, that's pretty nifty that it was all of a sudden stolen. Who knows what happened, Dean?
Well, it sounds like if I was gonna guess at this, there's two ways I'd see it. Either it's a publicity thing and they meant to get out, or she's going to make a lot of money. Either way, probably.
Well, yeah.
Either way,
she's going to make the mozza.
There we go.
All right, Dean, thank you so much for giving us the latest Hollywood goss. You have a great rest of your day.
Bye, guys.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Do you remember a while back, Stan, the online streaming thing,
yeah,
right, they put all the Scrubs episodes on there. And I thought, you know what, I haven't seen Scrubs in ages. So I started watching them, and I finally got to the end of Scrubs again the other night.
How many seasons does Scrubs have?
Well, it depends. If you talk to anyone that actually really loves Scrubs, there's yeah. 8 seasons and then a 9th that nobody talks about. Nobody wants to talk about med school. It didn't happen.
Okay.
It did not happen. However, the ending was very sad because obviously most shows have to end. You know, some just keep going on and on and on, and then they get cancelled. But some end kind of in their prime, and Scrubs, I think, was one of those, and then they brought it back, which was a terrible idea, but that's okay. And it comes down to different things, like the music. Obviously, nobody likes change, things like that. You were talking about one that made you quite sad.
Yeah, oh, look, the one for me, Bodge, is Friends. I mean, the last episode of Friends, where they all just split up, and they stripped the furniture, and, like, a big part of the... Like, they really didn't do much else in Friends other than sit in that apartment. Like, they did go out a few different times.
The coffee shop, I guess.
The Perk coffee shop, and then there was also, 3 apartments that were just, like, full of colour, and then in the last episode you just see it with nothing, and then everyone goes their separate ways, and that's just, like, they've grown up, they've changed, and nobody likes that because there was an era of about 10 years where they just did the same thing, and...
Yeah. And now some shows are a little bit, and this is why I think Scrubs got me, because I'd forgotten the finale, like, I'd forgotten most of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they used Peter Gabriel's song, Book of Love. And I put this up on my Facebook and I said, I can't believe how sad it is.
Book of Love is long and boring.
Like, that's emotional blackmail.
Emosh.
It's a really sad
cry?
Song. I may have shed a little tear.
You were a slobbering mess, weren't you?
I was a mess. And my housemate walked in because she could hear the song. She knew exactly what was going on, and she's like, "Bodgy," and I'm like, "Don't look at me!" I'm like, "Not ugly crying, but I'm on the way." And I thought, "Well,
I knew the truth would come out." At first, you told me off air it was a one glistening tear. Now we're an ugly cry.
Well, yeah, I know. I had to come out eventually with it. But the thing is I thought after that song that it was going to be full on, but obviously the Scrubs theme changes, and then like as JD walks off, like you know. This is the kind of thing that you want in a finale. And the only reason that I'm looking for a show to replace Game of Thrones is because Game of Thrones didn't do it for me. So now I've gone back in time. I've had to go back to the old favourites. It's like when you go, you ask people, what show should I watch next?
Mm.
What should I watch? And then you go back to shows you've watched a million
because
times.
Because if they're that good, why change that?
Why do you need a new show? Just go back to the shows that you've watched a million times over and loved.
That's about that. Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's go, go.
$130 on the line in this 5 in 10 this morning, Cassandra Ra.
I'm feeling good about it.
Who have we got on the line, by the
way? Neil, straight out of Kempsey. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Hey, what are you up to for your hump day?
I'm just on my way in to do some shopping at the moment.
Oh, good man.
Nice
oh, yeah.
One.
Nice one. Oh, there you go. Yeah, busy morning. Well, let's see if we can't get you $130. Now, Cass has got a question here. We're going to give you 10 seconds. We need 5 answers from you. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, mate, ready.
All right, Neil, all right. Good luck.
I believe in you. My dad's name was Neil, so good on you.
There we go. So, Neil, could you please name for Bodge and I 5 of Australia's most iconic big things?
Big banana, big prawn, a Cobra hat.
A Cobra hat. I mean, honestly, if you got the other 4, I might have had to pay that one. That's hilarious.
Well, yeah. See,
straight out of Kempsey.
Well, this is true. Yeah, very, very well known. Now, when I was younger, I used to go to the Big Rocking Horse in South Australia. Also, they had the Big Orange. Oh. I know that the Big Pineapple in Queensland, Cass?
Yeah,
the Big Pineapple. Then there's also the Big Lobster, the Big Merino. The one I like that I hadn't heard of before is the Big Bogan. Don't know where that is.
Where's that?
I don't know, but I want to go there.
And I reckon he's got the cork hat as well. Hey, look, Neil, we can't give you the cash, but what we can do is give you a $100 tradie underwear voucher and a new tradie baby zipsters featuring a two-way zip for easy access. Very well done to you for having a crack at it. It is very hard to do in 10 seconds.
Of course, and under pressure, but we're going to give you this voucher, Neil, and if you stay on the line, we'll grab your deets.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for playing.
$140 tomorrow, Cass. Do you know what? I thought he was going to get it.
Another day, an almost happy customer.
Yeah, well, I would have struggled with that.
Yeah, me too.
I would have got about three or four.
Everyone, PSA, there is the big bogan in Australia.
Hit FM this morning with Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Now, Cass, you know that we don't get starstruck very often on this
show.
No, we don't. We don't get the opportunity. However, every now and then, we do get those guests on that are, you know, very special.
And, Bodge, we have been very excited about this one all morning. We've been teasing it. We even put up a word search. And now the time is finally here to talk to this spicy gentleman. We've got Matt Preston on the line. Good morning, Matt.
I'm scared, Cass. You're going to ask really hard questions. I know you're properly all over the show.
Well, see, she's...
I've seen your comments on our Facebook page. I know that this is going to be the toughest thing you're going to do all day. So I'm a little bit trepidatious.
I am a huge MasterChef fan.
Check me. Run interference.
No, that's right. Hey, look, Cass is a double whammy. She's Greek and she can cook.
Look, maybe one day I'll have to come on the show, but I don't think I could be good enough. It looks so stressful.
Haven't you got a mate on the show?
I do, actually. Well, I actually know Nicole. She dates one of my Greek cousins.
No. And that is very exciting. What a lovely person Nicole is. And, you know, we are always delighted if anyone has any Greek connection. Or Gary and I are. George, not so sure. George wants to be the only Greek on the show.
Classic.
You know, any other Greeks say, because, you know, Greeks will argue over what makes a good croquettes or you know, egg lamb and soup. They'll have massive arguments, and it's very ugly. So I don't want to see George and you, Cass, arguing about what's the best way to make with a car.
That may happen.
Oh, Cass will win. Cass will win.
I'm also Cara.
I'd always back a Greek woman over a Greek man at pretty much anything.
Hey, look, I remember years ago now, it's over 10 years old now, MasterChef. I can't believe it's been gone that long. It makes me feel old. I haven't seen the cravat for a little while.
The cravat's always there, but I think it's been overtaken by the ridiculously large striped pants, my statement this season.
I got no idea what you just said because the phone line dropped out there.
I don't know what just happened. What did you say, Matt? Do you mind repeating it for us?
Yeah, no, the cravats are still there, but they've been rather overshadowed by the bright coloured suits and the ridiculous striped pants of this season.
We saw those ones last night. Can I tell you? They looked great. Like, well, I'm wondering that. Do you have like a personal stylist, or is this all you?
I have someone who makes everything happen and tells me when I'm being too ridiculous. But over the years, someone, Jessica Scarley, who's our stylist, wardrobe person, she's kind of morphed into me, and now she'll say things like, "How about red tartan? But not just trousers or just a jacket. How about a red tartan, double breasted?" With gold buttons on it. And you go, "Oh my God, even in my wildest dreams, no one ever said to me." So, you know, I'll be traveling around the world and I'll see, I don't know, a set of pants I like or a crazy waistcoat I like, and I'll send it back. And if it gets the approval from her, the tick of approval from her, then it happens. And also, you see, those trousers are made with curtain fabric, so they're cheap.
You wouldn't think this was a cooking show either.
No, he's all about the fashion icon. Like, Matt, when you're up there, I'm sorry, but sorry to the other judges, but you definitely look
the
hottest.
Well, he's much taller than them.
Yeah.
He's a lot taller than the other boys. He stands out.
Well,
and poor old Gary. Poor old Gary doesn't get much of the wardrobe budget. Gary gets a grey suit or a blue suit, you know, a couple of shirts, and George gets 2,000 pairs of shoes, and all his stuff is, you know, fancy high-end designer. I'm in the homemade Aussie stuff, which I love.
Yeah, there you go. The homemade Aussie stuff, supporting the local brands.
Do you remember when you got it would have been nearly 10 years ago? It was at the Logies, because the Logies has come up again.
Yeah,
obviously, and you got best newcomer. That how long ago was that now?
That was our first year on Tony Debbie 2009-10, and I was the oldest. I was the oldest best newcomer, the oldest Graham Kennedy Award. By about 20 years, I think. I'm 48, I was.
That was one of the... I've only voted three times in the Logies, and that was one of the only times I voted.
There you go.
No, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, I didn't vote for you.
No, don't worry. No,
I did.
My mother voted for Lennox Lewis. And you and my mother are the reason why I didn't win Best New Talent. And I just got the Graham Kennedy Act funding. You know, I mean, you know, I could have had a double load. I could have had a giant load. You tough it. Did you stop me, Bodge?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh my goodness!
No, my sister met you at a Foodland once in South Australia, and you and Gary were there. And I remember her showing me a photograph of it, and I was just like, "Oh, why didn't you tell me when you were there?" And it was just like I saw you both. You'd obviously taken time out from doing some kind of shopping, and that really made her day. You'd get a lot of that, obviously, as you're traveling around.
Yeah, no, look, it's lovely. It's one of the best things about our gig is actually meeting people and talking about food, especially when they've got a trolley or a basket you can peer into and go, what are you doing? What's that for? How do you act? And I mean, that's the great thing about doing MasterChef as well. Yeah, we have a wonderful Indonesian contestant called Tati,
yes,
who made brilliant peanut crackers the other day. And she has now given us the recipe and a big thing of the crackers. And they're just freaking delicious. They're better than any other cracker I've had in Indonesian restaurants in Australia. And so we're learning from them the whole time. It's a real privilege to do the show.
Yeah, well, you can see just your joy when you're actually tasting the new food that you haven't really had before. You can see the joy in all your faces just being like, wow, this is absolutely phenomenal.
Now, I do have to say, Cass and I, what we've been doing, because we've been having a lot of the contestants, as they finish on the show, come off.
And
they've all had They've all had great stories, and particularly some of the women that we've had, Cass, that have come from other countries, and their journeys have been huge, and you see it on the show.
Well, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Dee on first, and she's delicious. And
oh, I love Dee!
Yeah, she was awesome. She's full of energy, and she followed us back, so we felt a bit famous.
Oh, well, see, this is the thing. Cass and I, what we've been doing is, because we want to be friends with anyone that's involved with cooking, I've just sent you a thing on Matt's Cravat, which is your Instagram. Cass and I obviously are going to start following him. We know that it'll get reciprocated. We know that you'll start following us back, because that's the kind of
how you are.
I will probably follow you. But if you're not putting out really interesting stuff, I love Instagram. I love Instagram and I love social media, but I love it as a kind of, as a free open source system. I don't like people posting pictures. Oh, on the menu tonight at my new cafe, blah, blah, blah. Off. I don't care. I want to see what you're doing. I want to window into your life. And if I get that, I'll continue following. But God forbid if you just do endless adverts.
No.
Stupid stuff.
Do you know what I do?
It's not really stupid.
I eat burritos in bed while I watch telly.
Don't mind a post. That's a proper post.
Yeah.
I like that post. The other Instagram site I've followed recently is Follow the Fish TV, which is Fisher, you know, the DJ. And that's a really funny feed. There's another amazing one called It's Abandoned on Instagram, and it's just derelict places.
Nice.
And there's something really, they're really cool about it. I don't know why. Maybe it just appeals to my dark heart.
Look, Matt, we promise that hopefully we'll keep it interesting enough for you to continue to follow us. But I want to know, just quickly as well, Matt, out of George and Gary, like, obviously you've got the best fashion. If you go to dinner to one of their houses, who is the best
Gary.
Cook?
Oh,
no!
Wow.
Gary.
He didn't even wait for you to finish the question.
No, you know what? No, because it's true. And George would say the same thing. The thing about Gary is that Gary would have done everything. Gary would have made the tortellini. He would have brined the chicken. He would have put a lot of work into it. George would just got one of the guys to cook it. You know, like, you know, that's what George does. You know, it would come from the restaurants. It would be delicious, but he wouldn't spend much time in the kitchen. And I suggest that probably his father now cooks more in his kitchen than he does. He is, of course, the most perfect guest. Charming, funny, witty, erudite, broad subtopics of conversation. But no, you definitely want to go to Gary's house.
You want to go to Gary's house. Well, what can you go to George's for, Matt?
Table tennis. Watching a soccer.
Wow.
Working out in his fancy new gym.
Watching a soccer with George, that'd be a...
Well, yeah, working out with George. Oh, God. Well, okay, so...
It's what our lives are like, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, okay, amazing. And do you reckon... Can I tell you, Matt, we actually posted on this Facebook fans page, and one of the questions that they begged us to ask is, do you think that in one of the upcoming seasons you would actually do one with all of the winning contestants? Would you do a comp with that?
Well, we did All Stars, Olympics last year. I'd love to see that again.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, you watched last night where Sandy did that amazing curry. I'd love to see Sandy versus Sashi versus Rishi versus Midley, you know, the four great curry makers of MasterChef history. I'd love to see them going head to head. Wouldn't that be fascinating?
It would be good.
I love those stars. So, look, getting all the winners in is hard, because often if you won, you don't want to go in again, because if you don't win again, it's a bit of a loss of face.
Yeah.
Which is why you tend to find that it's kind of heroes and villains or second place winners. I mean, interesting thing, and also I think the other thing is that a lot of the guys that finish win, they often go on to do media type careers. Pretty much all the guys that finish second or below go and run their own restaurants. So they're on the pans the whole time. So yeah. They get very battle hardened and very good. So, it's an interesting. I love that concept. It's a great one.
Mm. Or they get breakfast radio gigs and really good stations, Cass. That's sometimes what happens.
And I'm sure you might have a winner of season number one down the road from you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Julie Goodwin. She's on the Central Coast, actually.
And you know what the great thing about it is, like, I think often with people that come onto reality TV, all they want to do is they just want to come onto telly and be on telly. And I think with Julie, that was 6 years or something where she was doing other stuff, and they went, why don't we try and it work? So I think they work because they're nice people, because they're actually very warm.
Yeah,
and that makes a great radio talent. They're genuinely interested in their guests.
Absolutely.
So that's good. But you're right. You look across the board. I mean, they're all over. They're ex-Big Brother contestants, Mass contestants. I'm glad to say that most of our Master contestants are working in favour of the media.
For us, we're
more keen on the guys who work in. We're more keen on guys who work on food or the media. Because those who work on media are threats to us. We don't like threats.
See, do you know what? I'm a big fan of Justine Schofield. I can't wait for her show to come back. Yeah,
she's awesome.
She's wonderful.
Hey, Matt,
an amazing cook.
We can't thank you enough for joining us this morning. We have been starstruck. We're going to take a little while.
Radio bucket list tick.
Yeah, we're going to take a while to recover from this. You're going to look great again throughout the rest of the week. Keep up the fashion stuff, and thank you very much for your time.
Yes, Bodge, thank you very much. And don't be a stranger. You know, for me, anytime, myself, George, guy, I'm always around, always love to chat to people love the show.
I'm going to slip into your DMs, mate. Don't worry about that.
Thanks,
check your
Matt.
Instagram. We'll see you later.
Get up with Cass and Bodge
on the Mid North Coast Hit.